Here, even if the babies stop crying, the peacocks won't. Interesting. Someone made a japa tape of Srila Prabhupada chanting japa in Vrindavan. Actually, the japa was done in Los Angeles, but they added sounds of peacocks, etc., to make it sound like Vrindavan. But here you don't have to add sound, it's automatically there. This is what it sounds like in Goloka Vrindavan. So even though they pass stool everywhere, still we should be happy that we have the peacock. In Goloka they don't pass stool. You know, once someone asked Prabhupada, is there snow in Krishna Loka? Prabhupada said, yes, but it's not cold. This morning we're reading from the 12th canto, chapter 6, entitled, Maharaj Parikshit Passes Away, text number 34. Translation, one should tolerate all insults and never fail to show proper respect to any person. Avoiding identification with the material body, one should not create enmity with anyone. Well, we're forced to suffer so many kinds of miseries. Ichat veshat sumatena dvandva mohena bharata. From the moment the soul comes in contact with material energy, he's covered by a hunkar. It's like being in a jail cell and being interrogated by being beaten. I think for some of you who are older, you may remember 20 years ago or so in Brazil, there was a dictatorship and political prisoners, it was rumored, were regularly beaten. Is that true?
Yes.
No? Okay. So, those persons, another thing is that you are, well, there's two things here. One is that we should never have our backs to the deities, even during class. Either everybody should sit on that side facing this way, or men should sit at least with your left shoulder slightly to the deities, but showing the deities your back is very disrespectful. How many of you have read Nectar of Devotion? Okay, it's right in there. Then second thing is that while having kirtan, or while listening to Bhagavatam class, if the deity doors close, it is quite appropriate, Hare Krishna. Not my idea, Prabhupada said it. An explanation is that you are giving darshan by hearing. So to stop ear darshan for eye darshan is not appropriate. You will definitely hear Krishna before you see him. And one of the silly things that we see is devotees are having an ecstatic kirtan and the deity doors open or close. See, we can just go like this. Up, up, yep, okay. No back to them. Devotees are having ecstatic kirtan and the doors open and then everybody stops chanting and bows down. Krishna's much more pleased to see you chanting and dancing in ecstasy than to see you falling on the ground. So, we are just like the dictatorship, we're forced by Durga Ma, and we undergo various kinds of miseries. If you have a body, you're going to suffer. Nothing amazing. It's part of the bargain that you made. in large print, you get to pretend that you're God. But in very small, fine print, you have to suffer all the time. We didn't read the contract very well. We made a bad bargain, so we have to make the best use now. The only way to deal with miseries is to tolerate them. Matra sparshas tu kontaya sitoshna sukadukada agama paino nityas tungs to tikshas babarta. Summer and winter seasons are coming. You can't stop them. Pain and pleasure are coming. You can't stop them. The Sringadeva tells Prahlad Maharaj, Sukham Aindriyaka Daityam Deha Yogena Dehinam. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj was speaking to his school friends. Sukham Aindriyakam, happiness of the senses. Daityam, my dear sons of demons. Deha Yogena Dehinam will come as long as you have a body. Sarvatra Labhyate Daivad. It's available everywhere. Yatha Dukam Ayatnataha. Just like misery is also everywhere. So, Upariyada, you go to Brahmalok or Patalok, but happiness and distress are there for everyone. Everything is simply relative degrees of suffering. There's no ananda or anything close to it. Ananda means always increasing ecstasy. We have no experience at present of ananda, so we settle for sukh and dukkh. Okay, that's all we have. We can settle for that, but we should understand that there is better, and we should try for that. In the material world, there is a saying, even a pauper is proud of his penny. It doesn't matter whether you're a very wealthy person or you're a very, very poor person, but everybody will think, now I am enjoying, now I am suffering. I have been to every continent in the world and almost every country. I've seen people with a very, very high standard of material life, and I've seen people practically just getting sustenance. But even those very poor people, there are some who are very, 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 very poor, some who are only very poor, and some who are poor. So the poor person is thinking, oh, I'm very much better than the very, 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 very poor. But until we get back to our constitutional position with Krishna, we cannot be happy. And there's no use complaining. It doesn't help any. As long as you are on the path of devotional service, you have great hope. You can be happy now, and you will be very happy when you leave this awkward material body and get a spiritual body with Krishna. This material body is so rotten, so bad, that even we're trying to serve Krishna is very difficult. Yesterday, in the morning, when it was still dark, I decided to go up to the cabin. I took the wrong path, and I kept walking deeper and deeper into the woods. It was wet, it was dark, it began to rain a little bit. My feet were hurting because I had on simple shoes. And then I had to go to the bathroom. I got diarrhea. And there was nowhere to go. So I found this old schoolhouse. I broke in and I found a toilet. But there was no water. I couldn't hold it anymore. So it all came out all over my coping. So then I had to somehow clean myself off. So there was a little river crossing the road. I thought I'll go down there and take some water from the puddle. Then I got there and threw my dhoti up and began to clean my backside. And then walking down the path comes this woman. I thought, Krishna. You're so kind.
Krishna, but you're so bold.
I think I'm in charge, but you just let me know that I'm a little bit of stool in the material world. So we just have to tolerate and pray for Krishna's mercy. Tatikshava karunika surida sarva dehinam ajatava shatrasada sadhava sadhu bhushana. These are the bhushana, the ornaments of a sadhu. He can tolerate the material world. You have to learn to tolerate, so you should just try. Amanina manadena. We have to develop the vision of, what is that? Samadarshina. Well, we have to develop the vision of a pandit and see everyone as spirit soul. And we offer respect to everyone in different ways. Rupa Goswami tells us what to do. Someone who is chanting the holy names of the Lord, we offer him respect, at least within the mind. Even if accidentally, nama bhasa, he is chanting, still we offer respect. Someone who has taken a Vaishnav Diksha, we offer our dandavats and we make friends with them. Some people say that what ISKCON needs is Varnashram Dharma. Some people say we need strong leaders. Some people say our problem is we're poor. Certainly, those are all problems. But one thing we surely need is we need friends, because it's going to take a while before things get better. So we have to live together. So we have to be friends. At least we may not be friends with each and every one of the devotees, but some good friends we should have. Again, Rupa Goswami tells us how to make friends. Dadati pratiganati. We have to receive gifts and give gifts. This is an exchange of love. How many of us give simple gifts to our friends and to the Vaishnavas? I'll never forget at one GBC meeting in Mayapur, one of my godbrothers, Burijan Prabhu, who was in charge of education, BIHE, in Vrindavan. He certainly wasn't a wealthy man. I think he had two disciples, Braja Bihari of BIHE and one or some other disciple, I forget. But still, he came around to each and every GBC and gave a piece of tilak and a Brahmin thread, and he gave a gift, and then he offered his obeisances, and I was so impressed with that gift and that love. Guhya makyati prichati. One should reveal one's mind to someone who has integrity and who will hear you without putting it on the loudspeaker system all over the... And someone wants to talk to you. oh, I'm too busy, I have to take care of the kids, I have to wash the laundry, I have to make some... No. Give people time and hear them. Don't listen to them, hear them. Called empathic listening or empathic hearing. We are taught in school how to read, how to write, how to speak, elocution. But was anyone taught in school how to hear? God gave us two ears, only one mouth, two ears. So an expression of love for someone is to give them time and hear about their problems. And not that every time they stop, you start your own, a replay of your own autobiography. No. You just let them speak and affirm them. So you say you're having trouble getting up for Mangalarti. So you don't think this is a good thing. You don't see if this is, you don't think this is pleasing your spiritual master. Hear what they're saying and affirm them. When they invite you to give your autobiography or your comments, there's a whole science to hearing. Bhunkte bhojayate chaiva sadvidim priti lakshanam. One of the best parts of priti lakshanam is taking prasad together. When a young boy wants to have a relationship with a young girl, what does he do? Can I invite you out to dinner on Friday? Sharing food is a way of expressing love. She'll say, no, I don't want to go to a restaurant, but why don't you come to my family house? I will cook for you. Just like, what tastes better than restaurant cooking? What tastes better? Mother's home cooking. A lot of bhakti that involved there. So you exchange love by sharing prasad. So amanina manadena. This is showing respect to others. What's the result? Kirtaniya sadahari. You can chant Hare Krishna constantly and nicely. We used to say in the 60s, make love, not war. Then in the 80s, it was, don't make waves. Don't make waves. It's good intelligence. Don't unnecessarily create enmity with others. It is part of our culture that a guest in our house should be respected just like God, Atithi Devo Bhava. In fact, if someone is our enemy, if he comes to our house or if we invite him to our house, he should forget that he's our enemy. He should feel so well treated. So we have had a religious conversion. There was a vacuum and Prabhupada gave us sadhana bhakti. There are other kinds of conversion also. There is a cultural conversion. Prabhupada said this is not a religious organization, it's a cultural institution or an educational institution. So we should think, look at this nice culture and look at the advantages to our peace of mind and our happiness if we follow this culture. It is meant for first-class people. Kasyapa Muni, when he's talking to his wife, Aditi, who is practicing Payavrata in order to conquer Indra. And he's asking her, what is the problem? Have you not properly respected a guest who has come in the house? And Prabhupada comments in the purport that atiti means someone who comes to your house without invitation. Titi means some auspicious time in the zodiac when you want to do an initiation or there's some special function, deity installation. You try to find out what is the titi during the day, the special time when the function should be done. And atiti means someone, a guest, who comes without any special time. In fact, in India, a guest house is called atiti griha or atiti shala. Just like you have goshala or dharamshala. This is the same thing, dharamshala, atiti shala. So Prabhupada said that a grihastha who does not welcome guests in his home, is that home is just like a place for jackals. So where is your home? Oh, it's up the hill somewhere. No, this whole project is your home.
No.
It's in every one of you. You should all become expert at welcoming guests. In this way, we should not create any enmity, but at the same time, we do have our standards. We are trying to purify our consciousness. In science, the scientists, they identify and isolate a particular phenomena. They keep it separate from all other influences, and in a controlled way, they apply certain variables. They make it hotter, they make it colder, they add this chemical, whatever. And then they make observation, they see the result, and they make conclusions. So we are pioneers, and we are doing experiments in higher consciousness, both men and women, families. We are trying to create a society of higher consciousness. So even though we respect everyone and we try to give our love to people in different ways appropriately, Dikshasti Chet Pranati Bhishcha Bhajantamisham, again, the same verse, we offer respect to someone chanting, we make friends with someone who's initiated, we worship Krishna's pure devotee, but we avoid the association of non-devotees because their influence will affect our consciousness. And then you won't be able to understand properly the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Asat sanga tyaga, a Vaishnava achar. Vaishnava is one who gives up the association of people of bad habits. We know what the process of Krishna consciousness is. We don't need any artificial thing to be Krishna conscious. After the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, the Goswamis, etc., there were many apasampradayas or bogus people who began to appear in different places in India. Even Lord Nityananda, who had 6 sons, some of his sons became faltu, they became bogus. So when Bhakti Siddhanta was preaching, one of his biggest jobs was to defeat the owls and the bowels and the nagaris. And so we're also seeing the same thing. People who think they have to smoke some tea or something to become Krishna conscious. I had one god brother who claimed that he was taking Radharani's foot dust in the form of LSD. He and his disciples We're actually offering LSD to Radharani and then taking that LSD and saying, now we're becoming Krishna conscious. I would invite him here to speak to you.
Eu até convidaria ele para vir falar com vocês.
But unfortunately, one of his disciples chopped off his head. So he can't come. Maybe in ghost-like form. So there are many other examples of devotees who have deviated from Prabhupada's instructions and suffered heavy reactions. One of my godbrothers was so proud, and his disciples called him Patita Pavana. And they always made a big show wherever he went. But he deviated from Prabhupada's instructions and Prabhupada's standards of purity. He started selling drugs. He got caught. He was thrown in jail with a cell with a bunch of Negroes, of black men in America. And he was gang raped by all these big black men. There's some kind of a reaction. So I'm not, of course, you're not in trouble. We're lucky that we're all very small devotees. That's the best thing. Be simple and don't try to be a big devotee unless Krishna pushes you in that direction. But tolerate the miseries of the material world. Don't make enemies. Follow Prabhupada very strictly, and you will be ultimately successful, and that's all that counts. Are there any questions or comments, smart remarks, wise cracks? Good question. A very strong morning program that will insulate you so that you give your association and not take their association. In Ayurveda, it is described that each soul has an aura that extends 3 or 4 feet beyond the body. And if you come in contact with someone in the mode of ignorance or passion, their aura may affect you, unless you're reflecting goodness or light. Therefore, the morning program is so important. Enmity. It depends. If you want to make a relationship with them, then serve them and never get angry. Control your senses. Sometimes, due to misunderstanding, due to lending one's ear to gossip and hearing the wrong things about someone else, people develop a bad opinion about someone else mistakenly. So between everyone, or between you and that person, let's say, you open a bank account, an emotional bank account, and then you make deposits, doing some service for them, speaking nicely to them, thanking them for anything they do, always acting according to your word, always being on time for appointments. These are like deposits, emotional deposits in your emotional bank account. And then because your balance is very high, sometimes you can make withdrawals. If you have no balance, you haven't made any deposits, then your bank account is overdrawn. Then you can approach them and say, Prabhu, please forgive me. But I think that you have a bad opinion about me, and perhaps you could tell me so I can correct myself. In other words, you may not be doing anything wrong, but if you speak to them in a humble way, they may be encouraged to open up and tell you what's troubling their mind. But that person also may not be very important in your life. So just go on with your service and don't worry about it. In general, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to have a rule in the ashram. Every brahmachari, every day, should try to do 5 kinds of service to 5 other brahmacharis. Someone he would wash his cloth, someone he'd bring a little mahaprasadam, little things. One of my disciples tried this recently during Kartik. She made a vrata to do this. She said they were very small things that she was doing. She said the majority of devotees were very happy. For others, it didn't make a difference.